Let's get right to the terrorist attacks in Brussels today. More than 30 are dead, more than 200 wounded in attacks at the airport and also at the subway station. Just terrible. We're seeing videos and photos of people, their clothing blown off at the airport or fleeing the underground subway into a smoke-filled tunnel. Today's attacks come just 4 days after Salah Abdussalam, the suspect in last November's Paris attacks, was captured in Brussels. On Monday, Belgium's foreign minister held a public panel, said the suspect was talking, that he'd shared that there was another event planned from Brussels. The minister also said there might be 30 other jihadists in Brussels. Here now, security analyst Jim Walsh of the Security Studies Program at MIT joins us now. And Jim, can we conclude that this is the event officials said the suspect was talking about? That because ISIS is claiming responsibility.
ISIS is claiming responsibility, although I'd want a little more. I think we can assume that, but we'd want a little more than that, simply a statement in order to confirm it. But I think that they're likely behind it. And it could be this attack could be the attack that Abdussalam was referring to. We really don't know the nature of those conversations. It may also, and I think, Robin, we have to at least consider the possibility that these attacks, though probably being planned for a while, not just in the last 4 days, the attackers may have stepped up their schedule for fear of being ratted out, for fear that the person in custody would reveal information that would interfere with those attacks.
Well, this is the tension that we felt after the suspect was arrested on Friday, because with that came the realization that he had been hidden for months by how large a group of people, they don't know. And according to NPR's Dina Temple-Raston and Time.com, officials there have been trying to find terrorists for months. Five of the Paris attackers came from a few stops down from the Molbeek station that was attacked in Brussels. And now they're still tracking as many as 30 people. What does this say to you?
Well, that 30 number is pretty shocking to me. Now, that doesn't mean 30 people are, you know, directly ready to execute suicide attacks, but it means there are 30 people who are willing to help other folks execute attacks. I think it's worrisome. I think it points to, you know, obviously a problem in Belgium. I'm not going to point any fingers. You should never do that in the first 24 hours. There's a lot left to be learned here. But clearly Belgium and other cities in Europe face a problem where they have large Muslim populations, and they need to be able to develop strong relations with their communities if they're going to get the intelligence and do the sort of work that prevents attacks. If those are communities that are alienated from the police, who keep mum when they know things are going on, then it's going to be very difficult to try to prevent them.
Well, maybe to underscore that point, we're reading also in Time.com that officials in Brussels are worried that ISIS has merged with organized crime that maybe got to some of these disaffected people first, a mafia-type organized crime with smuggling operations, logistical support, the kinds of things that, you know, can help ISIS fighters.
Well, I think the big question going forward, a big question, is to try to define more precisely what this relationship is between ISIL, and locals on the ground in Belgium and other European capitals. It's still a little fuzzy. You know, how often were people going back and forth? Did they receive instructions, written, verbals, you know, email instructions? Did they receive training? How in the world did these folks in Belgium acquire so much explosive material? When you look at the material that was used in the Paris attacks and then three bombs today at the airport, one didn't go off and was later exploded by police, I believe, more bombs at the subway station, that's quite a bit of explosive material. So I don't know that we have a clear picture yet of what ISIL or ISIS has given European terrorists in support and what the nature of that relationship is. That would certainly be one of the top questions if I was working on this.
Well, one of your colleagues in Berlin says, look, when there's money to be made, there's always a business opportunity for organized crime, and they don't care who they sell the weapons to, so there's a possibility there. Jim Walsh, here now, security analyst, also with the Security Studies Program at MIT, on today's double bombing tragedy in Brussels. Jim, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.